Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
In the annals of maritime history, few vessels command the same awe and reverence as the RMS Queen Mary. A majestic ocean liner, she once reigned supreme, a symbol of luxury and technological prowess. But beneath her grandeur lies a darker truth. For the Queen Mary is not just a relic of the past. She's a haunted vessel, a ship where the echoes of history intertwine with the whispers of the unseen. From her construction during the depths of the Great Depression to her heroic service in World War II, the Queen Mary has witnessed both triumph and tragedy. Now permanently docked in Long Beach, California, she stands as a monument to a bygone era. Yet for many, she's more than just a museum. She's a portal to the other side, a place where the veil between the living and the dead grows thin. Tonight on Unsolved Mysteries, we embark on a journey into the heart of this maritime enigma. We'll delve into the ship's storied past, exploring the events that may have given rise to its haunted reputation. We'll hear firsthand accounts from those who claim to have encountered the supernatural on board. And we'll examine the evidence, both physical and anecdotal, that suggests the Queen Mary is indeed a ship possessed. The Queen Mary's story begins in the early 1930s, a time of economic hardship and uncertainty. Yet even amidst the gloom, the Cunard Line dared to dream big. They envisioned a ship that would surpass all others, a floating palace that would redefine transatlantic travel. And so, in the shipyards of Clydebank, Scotland, the Queen Mary began to take shape. Her construction was a marvel of engineering, a testament to human ingenuity and perseverance. But it was not without its challenges. The Great Depression cast a long shadow, and the project faced numerous setbacks. One particularly daunting hurdle was the launch itself. The Queen Mary was so massive that concerns arose about whether the River Clyde was deep enough to accommodate her. The launch was delayed for months as engineers dredged the riverbed, ensuring a safe passage for the ship. Yet the workers pressed on, driven by a sense of pride and determination. Shipbuilding was a lifeline for many during those difficult times. And the Queen Mary represented not just a vessel, but hope for a brighter future. Finally, in 1934, the Queen Mary was launched, a vision in white, gliding gracefully into the River Clyde. Thousands lined the shores to witness this momentous occasion, their cheers echoing across the water. Her maiden voyage, 2 years later, was a spectacle to behold. She was the largest and fastest passenger ship afloat, a masterpiece of Art Deco design. Her interiors were the epitome of luxury. The grand ballroom with its sweeping staircase and sparkling chandeliers was the setting for countless elegant gatherings. The first-class swimming pool, adorned with intricate mosaics, offered a refreshing respite from the rigors of travel. The staterooms, even in tourist class, were spacious and comfortable. A far cry from the cramped quarters of earlier ocean liners. For a time, the Queen Mary reigned supreme, the undisputed queen of the seas. She ferried the rich and famous across the Atlantic, a symbol of glamour and sophistication. Winston Churchill, Clark Gable, and even royalty graced her decks. The ship hosted lavish parties, grand balls, and even the occasional wedding. It was a world unto itself, a microcosm of society where dreams and aspirations intertwined. But her golden age was not to last. With the outbreak of World War II, the Queen Mary was pressed into service as a troop carrier. Her luxurious interiors were stripped away, replaced with rows of bunks and mess halls. Her once gleaming white hull was painted a drab gray, earning her the nickname, the Gray Ghost. The transformation was swift and dramatic. Gone were the elegant furnishings and ornate decorations. In their place were bare necessities designed to accommodate thousands of soldiers. The grand ballroom became a dormitory, the swimming pool a storage area. Yet even in her utilitarian state, the Queen Mary retained a sense of majesty. She became a vital asset to the Allied war effort, transporting thousands of soldiers to the front lines. Her speed and maneuverability made her a difficult target for enemy submarines, and she completed numerous voyages without incident. One particularly harrowing voyage saw the Queen Mary carrying over 16,000 troops, the largest number ever transported on a single vessel. She zigzagged across the Atlantic, evading German U-boats and delivering her precious cargo safely to their destination. But the war took its toll. The Queen Mary witnessed the horrors of conflict firsthand, and her decks were stained with the blood of the fallen. The ship's infirmary was constantly busy, tending to the wounded and the dying. The constant threat of attack hung heavy in the air, and the crew and passengers alike lived with a sense of unease. When the war finally ended, the Queen Mary returned to passenger service, but her glory days were over. The advent of air travel had rendered ocean liners obsolete, and the Queen Mary struggled to compete. The jet age offered faster and more convenient travel, and the allure of transatlantic crossings dwindled. In 1967, she made her final voyage, sailing from Southampton to Long Beach, where she was to begin a new life as a hotel and tourist attraction. The journey was bittersweet, filled with nostalgia and a sense of loss. Passengers and crew alike reminisced about the ship's illustrious past, sharing stories and shedding tears. But her transformation was not without its challenges. The Queen Mary was a ship out of time, a relic of a bygone era. Her maintenance costs were astronomical, and her popularity as a tourist destination waned. The ship required constant upkeep, and the salt air and sea spray took their toll on her aging structure. Yet, she refused to fade away. The Queen Mary became a symbol of resilience, a testament to the enduring spirit of a bygone era. She hosted events, conferences, and even the occasional film shoot. Her decks echoed with the laughter of tourists and the whispers of history. It was during this period that the Queen Mary's haunted reputation began to take hold. Stories of ghostly encounters circulated among guests and staff. Apparitions were sighted in the corridors. Disembodied voices echoed through the staterooms. An unexplained phenomena occurred with alarming frequency. One of the most haunted locations on the ship is said to be the first-class swimming pool. It's said that the ghost of a young girl who drowned in the pool decades ago still haunts the area. Visitors have reported seeing her apparition, a fleeting glimpse of a figure in a vintage swimsuit, disappearing beneath the water's surface. Others have heard her cries, faint and mournful, echoing through the empty pool hall. And many have felt an inexplicable chill in the air, a sudden drop in temperature that defies logic. Another hotspot of paranormal activity is stateroom B340. It's believed that a passenger was murdered in this room, his life cut short in a violent struggle. Guests who have stayed in B340 have reported a range of strange occurrences. Lights flicker without explanation. Doors open and close on their own. and an unseen presence seems to linger in the shadows. Some have even claimed to see the apparition of a man, his face contorted in agony, standing at the foot of the bed. But perhaps the most chilling tales come from the engine room, the heart of the ship. It's said that the ghosts of several crew members who died in accidents still roam these cavernous spaces. One such spirit is believed to be that of John Petter, a 17-year-old fireman who was crushed to death by a watertight door during a drill. Visitors to the engine room have reported hearing the sounds of machinery in operation, the rhythmic hum of engines and the clang of metal on metal. Even though the ship has been silent for years, they've also seen shadowy figures lurking in the darkness, their form shifting and disappearing into the gloom. And many have felt an overwhelming sense of dread, a primal fear that grips them in the depths of the ship. These stories, and countless others, have fueled the Queen Mary's reputation as one of the most haunted places in the world. But what is the truth behind these tales? Are they merely the product of overactive imaginations? Or is there something more sinister at play? Paranormal investigators have flocked to the Queen Mary, eager to unravel its mysteries. They've conducted countless investigations using a variety of techniques to capture evidence of the supernatural. And while their findings are often inconclusive, they've amassed a wealth of compelling data. EVPs, or electronic voice phenomena, have been recorded throughout the ship. These are disembodied voices, captured on audio recordings, that seem to speak from beyond the grave. Some are clear and distinct, answering questions posed by investigators or offering cryptic messages. Others are more garbled and difficult to decipher, mere whispers in the static. But they all add to the growing body of evidence that suggests the Queen Mary is indeed haunted. Photographs and videos have also captured strange anomalies. Orbs of light, often described as balls of energy, have been seen floating through the corridors and staterooms. Shadowy figures, their outlines, barely discernible, have been caught on camera, lurking in the corners of the ship. And unexplained mists, swirling and shifting in the air, have been witnessed in various locations. These images, while often open to interpretation, provide tantalizing glimpses into the unseen world that may exist alongside our own. But perhaps the most compelling evidence comes from the first-hand accounts of those who have encountered the supernatural on the Queen Mary. Their stories are often chilling, filled with details that defy rational explanation. They speak of feeling an overwhelming sense of sadness or fear in certain areas of the ship, as if the emotions of the past still linger. They describe seeing apparitions that vanish as quickly as they appear, leaving behind a sense of wonder and disbelief. And they recount, hearing voices that whisper secrets from the past, fragments of conversations and cries for help that send shivers down their spines. One particularly compelling account comes from a former security guard who worked on the Queen Mary for several years. He describes patrolling the ship late at night, his footsteps echoing in the empty corridors. On one such night, he heard a woman's voice calling for help from the depths of the ship. He followed the sound, his heart pounding in his chest, but found no one. The voice continued to call, growing fainter as he descended deeper into the ship. Finally, he reached the engine room where the voice seemed to originate. But there was no one there, only the silent machinery and the shadows that danced in the dim light. These accounts, while anecdotal, paint a vivid picture of a ship that is alive with the spirits of the past. They suggest that the Queen Mary is not just a haunted vessel, but a living, breathing entity, imbued with the memories and emotions of all who have sailed on her. So, what is the explanation for these phenomena? Are they the result of residual energy imprinted on the ship's structure by the events of the past? Or are they the manifestations of intelligent spirits trapped between worlds and seeking to communicate with the living? Some believe that the Queen Mary is a repository of residual energy, a place where the past refuses to fade away. The ship has witnessed countless events over the years, both joyous and tragic. Weddings, births, and celebrations have taken place on her decks, but so too have deaths, accidents, and wartime horrors. It's possible that these events have left an imprint on the ship, a psychic residue that manifests as ghostly encounters. Others believe that the Queen Mary is home to the spirits of those who died on board. The ship has seen its share of tragedies, from drownings in the swimming pool to accidents in the engine room. It's possible that some of these souls have remained tethered to the ship, unable or unwilling to move on. They may be seeking closure, trying to communicate with the living, or simply reliving the final moments of their lives. Of course, there are also those who dismiss the Queen Mary's haunted reputation as mere superstition and the power of suggestion. They argue that the ship's eerie atmosphere, combined with its storied past, creates the perfect conditions for ghostly encounters. Visitors, primed by tales of hauntings, may be more likely to interpret ordinary occurrences as paranormal phenomena. The truth, as always, remains elusive. But one thing is certain. The Queen Mary is a ship with a story to tell. And whether you believe in ghosts or not, her haunted legacy is undeniable. Today, the Queen Mary stands as a testament to a bygone era, a reminder of the golden age of ocean liners. She's a popular tourist destination, attracting visitors from around the world who come to marvel at her grandeur and explore her haunted depths. The ship offers a range of attractions, from historical tours to paranormal investigations. Visitors can wander her decks, explore her staterooms, and even dine in her elegant restaurants. But she's also a symbol of something more. She's a reminder that the past is never truly dead, that the echoes of history continue to reverberate through the present. The Queen Mary serves as a living museum, preserving the legacy of transatlantic travel and the Art Deco era. Her decks and staterooms offer a glimpse into a world of elegance and sophistication, a world that has largely vanished from our modern lives. And she's a testament to the enduring power of the human spirit, both in life and in death. The Queen Mary has witnessed the best and worst of humanity. She has transported soldiers to war and refugees to safety. She has been a place of joy and sorrow, of love and loss. And through it all, she has endured, a symbol of hope and resilience. The Queen Mary's future remains uncertain. She faces numerous challenges, both financial and structural. The ship requires constant maintenance to combat the corrosive effects of the salt air and seawater. And the cost of preserving her historical integrity is significant. But there's no doubt that she'll continue to capture the imaginations of generations to come. Whether you see her as a haunted vessel or a historical landmark, she's a ship that refuses to be forgotten. Her story is one of ambition, innovation, and the enduring spirit of humanity. And her mysteries, both historical and paranormal, continue to intrigue and inspire. And so, the mystery of the Queen Mary endures. Her ghosts continue to roam her decks, her secrets remain hidden in the depths. But perhaps one day the truth will be revealed. Until then, she stands as a reminder that some mysteries are meant to remain unsolved, their allure lying in the questions they raise and the stories they inspire.
Want to dig deeper in the paranormal deep dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new paranormal deep dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.